I wasn't expecting to do another podcast, at least for several days. And this is not going to be a full one. This is just a breaking kind of update. And that's another thing. I never expected to do any breaking news, especially as it contains or pertains to WOW or the things that may be going on within that promotion. But here we are, and here I am doing it. There is news. I'm actually several hours behind this. You know, I just happened to, as I was sitting down to mess with the old Xbox, I said, let me go through my feed and make sure everything's all good in the world, and then I'll have my game. But as I was doing that, one of the things that popped up on my timeline was that the Tonga Twins were free agents. And I was like, oh, okay, well, there's another pair or another group of wrestlers that decided it's time to move on and do something else. What I did not catch at the time was not only are they free agents, but apparently they're free agents because they spoke up, which would lead me to believe that either they were released for saying something that management didn't like, they asked for their release after saying something that management didn't like and they didn't address it, or some combination thereof. In either case, wherever, however it happened, and I'm sure both sides will have their own thing, you know, whether it's you didn't fire me, I quit, or you didn't quit, I fired you, you know, whatever this path that happens to come out doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, they are now free agents. They are free to go and work. Not that they weren't before. They probably had some loyalty to WOW at the time, though. But not that they couldn't before, but now they are able to go and work wherever they choose to go and work. They being the Tonga Twins, if I did not say that earlier. The Tonga Twins have announced that they are departed from WOW and that they are free agents, but the headlines around that say the Tonga Twins left WOW because they spoke up, are now free agents. I wish I could say that I am surprised from top to bottom, but I honestly am not. I'm surprised that it was them. I thought they probably were in a good position in the company and that they, you know, the company was going to take care of them. They seemed like a pair that WOW and WOW management, whomever that may be, would like having on the roster. But it would only be speculation at this point as to what took place, what was said, what was not addressed. I have my theory about that, and the only reason that I have that is because of basically a compilation of individuals sporadically saying things about it here and there. One of those individuals, I don't know how many people's names I want to use here. Okay. There's a wrestler that does a Twitch feed. I'll leave her at that. I will remove the names. Okay. There's a wrestler that does a Twitch feed, and I asked within that feed why she was no longer associated with WOW. Her response was something to the effect of there was an occurrence that took place where someone that was in management in WOW tried to put them under the bus and babyface himself. That was more or less how it was phrased. Another reason why I said I'm not overly shocked, I mean, there is surprise. There's surprise there because of the Tonga Twins and what they said apparently on the way out, which I'll read in a moment. But I also had a message sent to me, directly to me. So when this person reached out, this is another former WOW roster member, and I will leave it at that. I'll read a little bit of what was said, and again, not using any names here. Basically, unfortunately, due to paperwork, I really can't say much, but management, this is responding to my response to her previous email. It's like, well, what was the problem? And it was basically the management refusing to listen to concerns of the workers is a large piece of why you will continue to see many of the more seasoned talent stepping away. That was in February. Here we are now in May, and apparently what was predicted by this individual is seemingly beginning to come to pass. So let's take a look at what was said by the twins, or at least by, I guess both of them. They look like they copied and pasted their, well, I shouldn't say copied and pasted. One wrote it, and then the other twin quote tweeted it, and along with, to my kids, sorry, time for the next run, my sis. So, apparently they are looking to move on and assumably continue wrestling. But let's take a look at what was posted, so people understand where this is. I don't know how to, if I'm pronouncing this. This is written by Chaos Tonga Talavu. I don't know if I'm saying it right, so I'm just going to go with Chaos Tonga. That is that sister that put this out. She wrote, to our fans, we will be speaking out soon, but for now, we'll leave it here. To all the women who are scared to speak up, we stand for you. You will no longer see us on WOW because we spoke up. You can't do this to good people who sacrificed their family. So evil. Mess with us, with our kids and our family, and that's personal. Wait on it. Tonga twins are now free agents. The marathon continues, and it is signed with the hashtag #FuckWOW. That says a lot. Now, to be fair, because we try to be fair and not just lean into one side or another. But to be fair, every wrestling promotion has some of this when they're in business for a significant length of time. Because there's always going to be somebody there that's going to feel like I should be somewhere else. I should be doing something else. I should be higher on the card. I should be paid more. You're not compensating me for this or that, or you're keeping me away from a family. Whatever the reasons happen to be, there are a thousand of them. And I would be remiss if I did not say, well, look, that is a part of what goes on in the business. Now, on the Tonga Twins side of things, it could have just been a case of, it wasn't necessarily that they didn't do anything about it. Maybe it was how it was handled. Maybe they told them, under no certain terms, you don't tell us what to do, we tell. I don't know. I wasn't there. Nor do I have any inside track on this. I'm reading it, and I'm just reacting to it, much like those of you that have read it or those of you hearing this sort of for the first time. This is, my natural reaction, so I'm not saying that any of this stuff that I'm speculating on is what actually occurred. What I am saying is that WOW has never had to deal with this before. They dealt with it in small doses, but WOW has never had to deal with this before. They've never had to deal with, hey, a wrestler is unhappy with their position on the card, or they've been around long enough, why aren't you pushing me? Or, whatever the case may be, they haven't had, because they haven't existed for a lengthy enough period of time consecutively to have to deal with that. Now, when I said that they dealt with it in small doses, this goes back to 2001. One of the initial interviews that I ever did with somebody who was with WOW was a lady. Her wrestler name was the Phantom. Her gimmick was she was like the Phantom of the Opera because she played the violin, right? had no wrestling experience, and she, you know, she understood that. But they trained her to go onto the show like they do with a lot of people. And when I talked with her, we're talking about, you know, her time on the show and what led to her departure. Well, apparently it was a case very similar to this. I said something, I spoke about something that was bothering me, I guess, for, you know, lack of a better term. And I was dismissed. That was more or less how it was presented to me. If you are wanting to hear that interview in its entirety, I'll try to put the link in here somewhere so you can listen to that for yourself. You can hear it in our own words. But bear in mind, like I said, that this was a interview of a wrestler that was associated with WOW in its initial phase. So they have had some versions of that story that have floated around and or existed. But I would imagine it's a lot like a lot of other TV shows. For those who are taken care of, they're taken care of. For those who are not, it may be a bumpier ride. And it is quite unfortunate that it's gotten to this point, although it probably would not affect WOW a great deal, just because WOW has not catered to the regular wrestling fan. I've said that before. They tend to cater more to just a casual viewer, the guy that's going to be flipping through the channels like, oh, hey, there's women in tights. Let me watch it. So there's a good chance that most of that audience may not even know that this occurred. There's a fair chance of that. But on the other side of it, for those that do, for those that listen to podcasts like this, for those that get on the Reddit message board and things like that, they're going to know. Will WOW do anything and say anything to address that? Probably not. If they do what WOW has done over the years, they'll probably just ignore it, treat it like it never happened. But I will say this is going to be the start of a cautionary tale for that company. Again, if we'll call her February, because the message was sent in February. If February is correct, then it would not shock me if some other people leave. And what I'm about to say now, this is just my theory. So, you know, take that for what it is. I think that almost 80% of that rides on the hiring practices of WOW. I think that has something to do with it. I can't say that is totally everything to do with it, but I have said on multiple occasions across multiple podcasts that hiring women who had no desire to be inside of a wrestling ring, training them for 3 months, maybe six, and then sticking them on national television is not a good thing. I'll even go so far to say it's a recipe for disaster. All of them aren't bad people. They're not bad people. There are some there that I really like, and they have shown to be exceptional at what they do. And if it was a different path, it probably would have worked out differently. Like, I like Keita Rush. I think WOW management should encourage her to wrestle more often, but I like Keita Rush. I think that there's effort there. I say stuff about Steffi Slays, but Steffi Slays serves her purpose. I don't think that she has any desire to be the world champion. She's probably just happy to be on WOW, and she serves that purpose. There are a couple of them that fit into that, but I do think that sometimes they're going to hire some people who may do well in the training session, but not so much when they get in front of people. They might not know what they're doing. They might not have an instinct for it, and instinct does account for a lot during a wrestling match. Again, I don't know if that is the reasoning behind the Tonga twins deciding to leave. I think it might have played into it some. Having some who are on the roster who are not as prepared as they should be. So there is the news, folks. There's the breaking news there. The Tonga twins, staples of it since they have returned to television, but they are no longer associated with WOW, according to the reports. And not only are they no longer associated with WOW, they seem to have taken a little bit of a shot on the way out. They have appeared, I believe they were on Reality Wrestling at one point as the MK Twins. And I know that they wrestled like a lot of indies personnel have on AEW Dark some time ago, probably a couple of years back at this point. But we will see. We'll keep our eyes open. We'll see where this goes. I guess they will keep the ears open for any other things that may occur within the universe of WOW. Hopefully it will not be bad overall, because the last thing that they want to do as the We Are the Women Empowerment promotion, and we want this to be a safe place for all women to go, the last thing that they want to do is get the reputation for being what they are alleged to be. Being, you know, not caring about someone's family or while they're sacrificing themselves for the company, you know, things like that. What they do not want to do is they do not want to be there. And they don't want that kind of negative press popping onto them, because as much as good press works for the news, negative press sells better, and they won't have any problems jumping on it. So that's it, folks. Stay tuned. I will certainly be keeping my ears open and my eyes peeled, as they say, to whatever future things that they may unleash or say about WOW. A lot of people have kept their mouths shut and been very private about things that, whatever issues they may or may not have had with the company. And I am certain that there are several of them who just do not want to rock the boat. There's always that. There's always people in the company who just, I do not want to rock the boat. I don't want to cost myself what is a potential easy check. So there's those things, but we will keep our eyes open for all points, Tonga Twins and anyone else included, that may say something. And at this point, they have been the most public of anyone that has been out of that company, bar none. Not the most informative. I still think the most informative person is the interview that I had with Riot. The Phantom might be a close second. But these, the post by the Tonga Twins, easily the most public. All right, folks, that's it. Thanks for this breaking news moment. Go check out the podcast. I just dropped it like a day ago by the time I'm doing this. So I wasn't expecting to do something so quickly, but thank you for tuning in for it. And we'll try to keep you all up to date. Catch you later.